I've been driving now for over a year. The first few times I sat behind the wheel, I was terrified. Then, I was ecstatic to have so much freedom. But as the novelty of this independence has worn off, I've begun to experience a feeling of complacency. Maybe even boredom with driving. Okay, to be honest, after a couple months of chauffeuring siblings around, being behind the wheel just isn't the thrill it once was. But my recent trip to Benin, West Africa, has, among other things, given me a new appreciation for the open road. In Cotonou, Benin's commercial capital, the drivers of Zemijohns lent an element of adventure to driving. These motorbike taxis swarm the city. Their drivers appear to be free from any sense of mortality, weaving in and out of traffic as recklessly as kids playing an arcade video game. The ability to pack things on bikes is an art form in and of itself. We saw some incredible things on top of these small cycles. For instance, we passed a woman hunched behind her driver, a basket balanced on her head, a child cradled in her lap, and a baby tightly tied by a piece of material around her lower back. We also saw a man with two refrigerators propped on the back of his bike. He turned alongside our bus and rounded a corner without incident, to the disappointment of the more testosterone-driven members of the group. After a few days, we began keeping tabs on the number of people jammed together on one bike. The maximum we saw was five. Five people. Together. On one bike. Given these conditions, it's shocking that no one, not even the Zemijohn drivers, bothers with safety measures. Helmets, we learned, are for sissies. Or Peace Corps workers. At the very most, a driver would have a cloth covering his nose and mouth. Poor protection from the choking exhaust and dust. We spent a lot of time traveling in our van, and quickly noticed that there were very few stop signs or traffic lights. You might say that the rules of the road in Benin are simple. First, smaller vehicles need to stay out of the way of larger ones, or they will get hit. Second, in order to pass another car, simply honk your horn and pray that you're faster than the oncoming traffic. Beyond that, as long as you don't die, anything goes. Unless you're a pedestrian, that is, then God help you. Simple though these rules might be, as I stared from the van window into the surrounding chaos, I thought, thank goodness I don't have some A-Auto instructor trying to get me to parallel park in this mess. And I thought Broad Ripple was bad. After 9 days of some heart-pounding close calls, I am more than happy to have my own hands firmly planted on the wheel once more. So happy that I think it'll be quite a while before I'm ever bored with driving.